This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is a company I have been long associated with. You won't find their stuff in a big box store, except you will find it on the hips and chests and rigs of a bunch of tactical operators on the planet, much more so than anything else out there. They just got a 500,000 holster contract because their stuff is that good. And if it's good enough for somebody that's going into desperate combat that needs to maintain control of his ammunition and his sidearm, it is very, very good for you. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There's a very simple logic that gun grabbers try to pass off as truth here in the United States. And it was put out, encapsulated on Twitter. Guns everywhere leads to murder everywhere. And that's what you have. That's their logic. Lots of guns equal lots of murder. It's enough to make you want to take a selfie calling for civilian disarmament and post that on Twitter alongside your little tweet. If you're going to go with that, if you're going to run with that, the first thing you have to ignore is that per capita, there's a lot of things that go into murder rates. One of them is population. And when you look at crime rates, you have to look at it per 100,000. You can't look at a nation. You can't look at some of these cherry-picked nations like Britain, which is more violent than us by a factor of five. Violent crime is higher in Britain, in the United Kingdom, in England, whatever you want to call it, than us by a factor of five. They have 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 versus our 410. Now, I personally am not prepared to assign to anyone the moral high ground if they kill me with a cricket bat or a stale baguette. They don't get anything from me. I'm going to be just as dead, whether I have a bullet hole or my skull is caved in. So violence leads to harm. That's what our mantra should be. Now, if you look at the homicide charts that are lovingly prepared by John Lott, who, believe me, if you don't believe anything else I may say to you, believe this. John Lott doesn't have a dog in this fight. John Lott likes crunching numbers. John Lott would go whichever way the data takes him. However, overwhelmingly, every time he does this, the data takes him and makes him seem pro-gun. He's really not about the Second Amendment. John Lott isn't. He did, and he has looked across homicide rates across all countries. Not the few out there that have as many car dealerships as we do per square mile. Not those out there that have anything resembling ours, but, here's the thing. This is 2015, and this is the world. Whether or not they have a Starbucks on every corner is not germane to violence. When you look at that, then overwhelmingly the most violent country and the highest homicide out there is Honduras. Honduras has higher homicide than we do. The United States is in the middle of the pack. We actually come in, I think, around, I don't know, looking at this graph, I would have to say in the high 20s, low 30s, rank-wise, per 100,000. And then when you look at that, when you look at the rate per 100,000, which is very low, I mean, we're in the single digits per 100,000, okay? We, the American gun owner, look really, really, really good compared to that because we literally have more guns than we do people. We have more than one gun for every person here in the United States. Some of us have more than one gun. A good majority of us have more than one gun. I think the average would be somewhere around 2.5, three guns per head of American gun owners here in the United States. Knowing that, then we have to sit back and say, now, wait a minute. Don't we? I mean, really, this is what we should be doing. Even you undecided low-info voters. We have, and let me put this into a nutshell for you, sort of like they tried to do with their little tweet, what's her name, Sarah DeHart. We have more guns than people, and we have four murders per 100,000 across the entire spectrum, not just gun murders, murders. We're actually a pretty civilized country. So, this whole guns everywhere argument they keep making and the fact that we have more murder, that's a lie, undecided low-info voter. That's a lie. What do you think about them lying to you? And, you know, right now you may not own a gun or you may not even care about ever owning a gun. Do you think that, did you ever think that you would own a house? Did you ever think that you might own, I don't know, or play golf or anything? You know, life changes. Do you think that you would like to have options one day? Or do you want them to take away one of them for you? Do you want them to decide what you should and shouldn't be trusted with? That's what I'll ask you. Should you trust them? Since they obviously don't trust you. If you went out and bought a gun today because something changed in your life, because you were attacked or you were robbed or somebody came in and raped you and your wife or whatever, you become one of us, and then you become a criminal in waiting. How do you like that proposition, low-info voter? There is no murder everywhere. In the United States, murder is a very rare event. It happens far too often. It happens far too often. There's, you know, if you look at the graph of how many people in the United States die prematurely, it's about 2.5 million. Being murdered with a gun comes in dead last. Dead last. You've got a better, if you don't want your children to get hurt in school, don't drive them to school. I don't know how you get them there, but stop driving them to school. If you don't want your child to die accidentally at home, you got a better chance of that not happening if you don't put an in-ground pool. Or have a 5-gallon drum of sour cream at your house, which still escapes me. If you don't want to die prematurely, you've got a better chance of being killed by your doctor than you do with a gun. So, these guys, when they're aiming at the low info voter, all we have to do is just, you know, shine a mirror on it and reflect it back at them, because this is pure fabrication on their part. It's a lie. If you want to get their logic down to its very essence, this is what their essence is. They don't like guns, except in the hands of the police and the military, maybe. The military can't have them for self-defense, and police maybe shouldn't have them because they abuse them all the time. They're a very vocal minority, believe me. But they're still out there. The greasy wheel, yeah, it does get the grease sometimes, but... you know, it doesn't take too much to change that. We will be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Right over here behind me. Given all of these warnings I'm having for this weekend, I'm going to be traveling when I go out with quite a bit of gear, which I normally do anytime anyway, because
I'm not worried about when the warnings are out there. I'm worried about when the warnings aren't out there. One piece of gear I'm going to carry, well, actually two pieces of gear. I will be carrying my gun in a G-code holster. Because as far as being in a fight, that's what I want my gun to be in. Because that's what they're designed to be. The thing that carries your gun into a gunfight. Also going with me will be the Contact Series Traveler's Bag. That's going to ride with me as well as a long gun. Probably the Robar Polymar 15. I carry those two items with me because they're designed for the worst possible conditions. And I'm not going to be in the worst possible conditions, but if you're designed for that, anything else is very easy for it to handle. That's the hallmark of the G-Code design. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. One of your presidential candidates out there already enjoys Secret Service protection, and that would be Hillary Clinton. She enjoys that by virtue of being married to a former president. She, no doubt, is at the top of the list of the rabid gun banners in a rabidly, you know, devoutly anti-gun cast of 2016 presidential candidates coming from the Democrats. We also have other people out there that get high ratings, okay, on the Republican side. My senior senator, Lindsey Graham, sitting on committee, voted to confirm Lynch, Sotomayor, and Kagan without objection. He did the questioning, you know, went through all the steps, and he believes that the president, because he got one in election, should be allowed to appoint whoever he wants to take these positions. So, knowing what we know about the Department of Justice, because under Lynch, they're going to investigate the Ferguson Police Department, which, quite honestly, I don't think they have any business doing. Sotomayor, still running around with a chip on her shoulder because she feels like she doesn't belong in the Supreme Court. And Kagan, who never sat as a judge anywhere before, he voted for them. Republican for president. Poses every chance he gets with his AR-15, supposedly has quite the gun collection. Okay, great. He thinks of himself as one of the elite people. So, knowing about all these people is very important. Hillary has never seen a gun she doesn't want to ban. She enjoys 24/7, 365-day a year, taxpayer-funded Secret Service protection for life. And when you have that, it's easy to dismiss the security concern of an ordinary citizen. But in recent weeks, she has turned a critical corner, and she's coming down solidly on the wrong side of the issue of law-abiding men and women having the ability to protect themselves with firearms. She's made quite a few statements over the past month that proves that she's just as against armed self-defense as she is against the Second Amendment in general. Back in Las Vegas in mid-August, while she was surrounded by Secret Service agents, she criticized Stand Your Ground laws, which allow lawful citizens in imminent danger of death or grave bodily harm to meet force with force against criminal attack. She said, I think a lot of these Stand Your Ground laws need to be rewritten. Now, what is that? You know, to most people, that seems just like, ah, oh, well, she's a typical gun grabber. This is what she's actually saying. That state government that you elected are stupid. Therefore, you are stupid for electing them in the first place. They wrote a law that needs to be looked at and rewritten. I am the person to decide how it would be rewritten, and I'm the person to decide what you can and can't do. That's what she's saying. She may not want you to know all of that subtext, but that's what she's saying. She says also if somebody's breaking into your home and you are in imminent danger, or you go to your door and you see something that is deeply concerning, well, first thing you should do is call 911. I got no problem with you calling 911 first, but you should be doing that telling Siri to call 911 while your other hand's clutching a gun. If your only defense mechanism is call 911, you need to grab your fourth point of contact with both hands and kiss it goodbye if they decide to really press this attempt to get in your door. Okay? Now, it takes 11.11 minutes for a cop to respond. I'm pretty sure Hillary Clinton knows that. But she doesn't have to be concerned with that because she's surrounded by a phalanx. She got her own little fire team running with her. Now, of course, a stand your ground law, as an example, simply states that a person fearing for his or her life has not got a duty to retreat, which it's pretty stupid that we had to codify that to begin with. But this is the new normal we live in. This is not a license to kill. There is a set of rules. If you pull a gun and somebody comes into your door, by all means, if they turn tail and start running, do not shoot them because they're going to have a bullet, an entry wound in their back. And guess what? You're not defending anymore. You've just committed murder. Yeah, they just broke your door down and everything else, but you just stopped the attack. All you can press stand your ground against is against imminent danger or risk of bodily harm. She went on to write, or she went on to say, rather, at another August campaign event, what we've seen too much in the last few years is a spate of people who have reached for a gun before they really figure out what was going on. They've been much too eager to use that gun. We've seen it with policing and we've seen it with civilians. Lady, you have never been in a position where somebody has spoken crossly to you without you actually existing in a place where you got an armed guard next to you. Your husband was an attorney general in Arkansas. Then he was the governor of Arkansas. Then he was the president. You are nothing. You have no qualification whatsoever to make any sort of a judgment call or decision regarding my personal defense or anybody's personal defense in the United States simply because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't have any standing in context whatsoever. Then she brings up Trayvon Martin, which tells you right there she knows nothing about what she's talking about because there's always been self-defense on the books. Zimmerman, who I think of as a, he's not exactly a good example to put out there. He did a lot of things wrong, but he was on his back when he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. It wasn't about standing your ground or standing up or anything. He had no other choice. So, this spate, and too many more, all this other stuff. And, you know, Zimmerman didn't even use stand your ground. That's the other thing that constantly gets to me. Clinton is not the one to be the commander-in-chief of the supposedly freest nation on the planet. No, not at all. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings us 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your redaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Whether it's their first lineup, which is just their holsters and their ammunition carriage systems, or the DC-3 line, or the Scorpion line, or the Contact series, their innovation has continued for as long as they've been in business. It will continue for as long as they stay in business, which is going to be a long time. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm now going to go somewhere where I'm going to be accused of selling out. I'm going to be accused of interpretation. I'm going to be accused of not being a true Second Amendment aficionado. So I want you to hear me out first, okay? Okay. During the time when the Constitution was written in the 1700s, the Constitution was preceded by state constitutions. See, we were never meant to be citizens of the United States. We were meant to be citizens of Minnesota and South Carolina and Virginia, and this was meant to be a federal republic of states. The Constitution was written as something to hobble the federal government, because the state constitutions that were in place, all of the 13 state constitutions already had a right to keep and bear arms already enshrined in all of them.
As a matter of fact, the part of the problems with the ratification of the federal constitution came because of the arguments that happened amongst the states, because they wanted it to be a copy of this state, of that state, of the other state. And, of course, there was not a whole lot of agreement there. So what this means is this. This means, well, let's do a couple of things here. What is the real meaning of the Second Amendment? The left look at the regulated part of the clause, and they lead that to believe, or they pretend like that means that they can do whatever they want with your right to keep and bear arms. The right says that the Second Amendment is an individual right and that no government entity can deny them that right, the individual. Depending on who you talk to, that's going to depend on where the position comes from. If we read the Constitution the way it was meant to be read, which is the way it was written, neither one of those are correct. The Second Amendment of the Constitution says the federal government can not deny you the right to keep and bear arms. Second Amendment, just like all of the first 10 amendments, were intended as a check against the federal government, not the individual and sovereign states. And the preamble of the Bill of Rights makes that very clear. The conventions of a number of the states having, at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, the federal government's powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. The anti-federalists were very fearful of a powerful centralized government, and they wanted protections against its potential abuses. The understanding at the time was that the liberty was going to be protected by the states, which were written by the people of the states. The federal constitution borrowed a lot of its structure and rights and everything else from the other states, most notably Virginia. The police power of the individual states was left intact and protected by the 10th Amendment. So therefore, the Bill of Rights is a protection against the federal government and did nothing to hinder the states from making their own laws that suited their people. Their right to keep and bear arms was already protected in most of the individual states, and the Second Amendment was a protection against regulations by the federal government. Thus, we come upon something they call the Incorporation Doctrination, or the Incorporation Doctrine, excuse me, which interprets the 14th Amendment as giving the federal government supreme power over all of the states. And many believe the Second Amendment trumps a state's right to regulate firearms. Now, this is a sad revelation for places like New York and for places like New Jersey and Maryland and Massachusetts and Illinois and California. Yes, it is. It is a sad revelation. But it's a fact. It is the responsibility of the people of the states to create rules and regulations and laws that suit their needs. When all of this was being designed, for all of those, any Second Amendment people out there that would say, they never envisioned a Uzi, well, the Founding Fathers never envisioned something called incumbency. And they never envisioned lifelong career politicians either. That was never part of their thing. And what has happened is that government has grown into this monstrosity. Now, if a state wants to ban all handguns and a people agree, and that means they vote for the idiots that want to ban all handguns, then when they get voted in and they write the law and they ban all handguns, it is at the will of the people. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Now, in Colorado, we have seen a demonstration of what happens when the will of the people is run up against. In modern times, now, if you lived in New Jersey, for example, and all of a sudden there was no federal regulation about guns out there, that doesn't affect you at all. Because you can't own a gun hardly at all in New Jersey or in New York City. If all of a sudden there was no NFA, guess what? It doesn't change anything about where you are and what you can do because of where you live. If you have the misfortune of being a gun owner and you live in a state where they don't trust you, like in the People's Republic of New York as an example, then you have a choice that you can move and live under the laws where, you know, saner heads have prevailed, or you can sit there and fight. But you have to, you know, you have decisions you have to make. The problem we have today is the people that would step up and say, nobody here knows how to read this. Let me read this and tell you how it's supposed to be. The Constitution is a very simple thing, really and truly. The U.S. Constitution was written as a set of hindrances to keep the federal government at bay. It was never meant to be something the states have to live by because they already had their own constitutions. State constitutions preceded the U.S. Constitution. I sincerely hope that hurts no feelings. I firmly believe that all men were born with the right to self-protection and self-defense. I also know that some of you will be born in states where nobody asked you what you thought. Rest assured, we fight with you. We fight for your rights and everything else. But the U.S. Second Amendment should have been preceded by the New York Second Amendment and the New Jersey Second Amendment and the Maryland Second Amendment. You know, Massachusetts, we know they had a right to keep and bear arms, but not today. And apparently, that's due, I hate to say it, in a lot of cases, to the will of the people. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. I have one gun that they don't make a holster for, and I'm thinking real serious about going up there and getting with the newly minted Senior Vice President, Jesse Lockhart, and getting him to make me a holster for it. That's just how good they are. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I can't believe I've gotten no pushback for what I that last segment. I really can't. One thing I need to throw in with that, now, when you've got these people like Cuomo, who got his statewide gun control with the SAFE Act, and now he's out there calling for federal gun control, what that indicates is that that is the fallacy of gun control wherever it's practiced, okay? That's just plain and simple. When the state does get restrictive, and when the state does do things where they're not trusting their citizens and bad things happen, that's the price for that kind of policy. We see it time and time again. Now, if you are a concealed carrier, I'm going to give you a list of 10 things you should never do. These are my opinions. These are the 10 things I would never do. I do not consider firing warning shots. I have drawn my weapon twice as a civilian. I have put my weapon literally in an eye socket and at head level. I was not going to fire a warning shot. Why was I not going to fire a warning shot? Because in about 3 seconds, if they were not beaten feet, I was going to fire a shot. If you pull a gun on somebody in self-defense, if you're in a disparity of force situation or something and somebody thinks that you don't have a real gun, don't fire a round into the ground to show them. Let them find out the hard way, because that's what it's going to take. Under no circumstances, take your sights off of your intended target. I always carry my gun in a holster, no matter where I'm carrying it on me. If I'm going to carry it on the ankle, it's in a holster. If I'm going to carry it in the small of my back, it's in a holster. If I'm going to carry it on my hip, it's in a holster. Even when I carry it in a bag, I put it in a holster. Why? I want the trigger guard protected. Because invariably, most of these negligent discharges that occur because of a draw, a bad draw, or a bad reholster, occurs because your finger is in the trigger guard. I want that trigger guard protected and covered from all sides. If you're not doing that, and it could be any holster, really. I mean, even those Uncle Mike ones, Uncle Mike's, those flexible ones that are like $7, they cover the trigger guard. That's all you can ask for. Plenty of them are affordable and effective. If you don't practice, if you don't get out and train, if you don't do things like practice your draw, practice your reholster, practice your instinctive shooting, your target shooting, guess what? If you don't do those things and you're carrying a gun and you're put into a self-defense situation, that's not just going to come to you. You may persevere. You may get lucky. The odds are going to be better in your chance if you actually get out there and train to do it. Buying a gun does not make you Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee had to train to be Bruce Lee. You have to train to be that gunfighter. When you draw your weapon in a self-defense situation, you need to be extremely, painfully aware of what's around your target. What's behind your target, left, right, in front? You have to have that. You cannot afford that. You're going to have a whole bunch of things start happening to you physiologically. You have to train yourself to be looking around at everything else. You cannot ignore the fundamental of firearm safety. Nothing could be further from the truth. You can't muzzle something if you're in the middle of an active shooter incident just because something's going on. Every single round that exits your gun, if you have to pull that trigger, is going to be examined minutely. You're going to own each and every one of them, make sure they go where you intend for them to go. If you are carrying a semi-automatic pistol and or a revolver, carry some spare ammo, why don't you? Once the shooting starts, it's not going to stop until the police arrive and the threat is either gone or someone is dead. And if you there's plenty of people get hit multiple times that still remain up and running. In answer to your question there, Musco, are you going to carry it inside the waistband or outside the waistband? That would be my question to you. One thing you should never do... that's a good recommendation there, Musco, from DK there. If you're a gun carrier, you're not a superhero. You're not a cop. You're not Rambo. If you see something going on, don't hand your wife your bags and say, I got to get in this. I've got to intercede. I've got to do something. I'll handle this. You should be walking away from that. I am a pacifist. If I see a disparity of force situation, okay, maybe. If it does not involve me in any degree, or if there's nothing I can do about it, I'm not going to be shooting at something 200 yards away because I think that they need help. I will monitor to be sure. I'm not going to insert myself in something that looks like it might turn into something bad. If you own a gun and you're not carrying the gun, okay? I'm not one of these people that likes these storage laws, but I do think we should exercise a little common sense with these things. I keep all of my guns loaded all the time. Loaded, chambered all the time. That means they need to be somewhere where if somebody puts their hands on them, they intend to. A gun is a tool. And when it's not in use, it shouldn't be available. Period. You should never choose convenience over safety. Okay? There are lots of fads out there right now in regards to new ways to holster a gun. everything from using a holster system that doesn't protect the trigger guard to storing it at an angle that make, you know, it could be easily taken away from you. And your concealed carry firearm is a lifeline. Don't take chances with it. Do not put it on your body in such a way that it will harm you or others. If that means wearing clothes that break your status as a fashion icon, okay. Okay. Finally, do not overestimate yourself. And don't underestimate your opponent's abilities. In one of these situations where it's you or them, you're going to have to be... You're going to have to be one of those overachievers. Good things about this kind of thing is that most of your attackers are not trained gun handlers. For them, the gun is truly a tool. They don't care what kind of gun they got. They don't care if it's pretty or trendy or they've written articles about it or YouTube reviews or anything. It's just a bullet launcher to them. And that part of it is paramount. The most dangerous situation you can get yourself into is to get yourself into assuming that you know more than your opponent. This is where this whole training thing comes into play. When you train to gunfight, not to shoot, not to target shoot, not precision shooting, to gunfight, you find out what your limitations are. And then you either find a way to work around them or to overcome them. Shooting on your back, shooting leaning on your target, shooting walking left, right, backwards, forwards, shooting going around objects, shooting walking in a figure eight, all of these other contrivances they put out there is to test your capability to adapt to what's going on around you. Taking those kinds of classes takes that overestimating your ability and it narrows that scope. You actually begin to get that ability. I always presume that everybody I see on the planet is armed and dangerous. Likewise, I treat them as such. We'll be back at it on Monday. Between now and then, keep your heads up, keep your eyes open, and remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 116.